Welcome to Stop the Madness. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stop the Madness. I'm your host, The Kid Plot, my co-host, Isaac Cotto. We are back in the building. I was sick last week, but I'm back. I feel much better. I appreciate you holding it down.
And we got a special guest.
We definitely do. She's actually a regular. She's a special guest, but she's also a regular. We got Frances Desimong in the building.
Yes, I feel that I have been here like a couple times.
And we appreciate it, man.
And I want you to keep coming, so just...
Hell yeah.
Please keep coming.
We love the company. Yeah, great combo.
We're going to rock with this new video. I sent a group of videos. I don't know which one got
picked. I don't even know what the hell you sent them, but let's go.
Let's go.
This female volleyball game that we witnessed earlier featured not one, not two, not three, not four, but five men pretending to be females. Three were on Seneca, two were on Centennial. Gee, can you imagine which side won? Not only that, the male players were always on the court. So you had biological female substitutes just sitting on the bench for the entire game.
Yo, that is some straight BS, bro. Like, what the hell is that? Like, how you got that many men? Because that's what it is. It's men. I can't even find the damn sound that I'm looking for, but I'm going to just say it myself. That's some BS.
That's some bullshit.
Oh, my God.
That's some bullshit. You know, look, when I saw that video, just real quick, what bothered me was seeing biological females that don't even get a chance to play. That's some bullshit.
Well, what I'm going to say, that at least it's guys in both sides. Because I was expecting like five boys playing in one side against all the girls in the other side, you know? So.
But you have a daughter. Like,
yeah, I do.
Imagine you take her to practice.
Oh, no. I would
like that. You take her to every practice, this, that, the other. And Johnny, who's Joanna, your daughter can't play. You go to the game. She's sitting there.
Yeah.
And this male is playing all the time. And your daughter that you take to practice, that she trains hard, whatever, she can't jump as high. She can't hit as hard. She doesn't react as fast.
Yeah,
and she's sitting on the sidelines because Johnny, is playing.
No.
Like, honestly, how you got... I'm sorry, I had to do it. How you got... What is it, five?
It was four or five.
It was like three
five
and two. Like,
between both sides.
So there was three on one and three.
Side, two on the other.
So then they might as well not... I mean, this is might as well not have the girls there. Like, what's the point?
Like, literally. So you're a mom.
No. Exactly. But because I was thinking, it's like, that was my thought process. Like, okay, if I have my daughter going to sports and training hard, I was an athlete myself. So if I have to compete, well, at least in my division, I haven't seen like guys... I was a gymnastic, so you know, you didn't see guys trying to split and do whatever we were doing at the time. But if my daughter's in a sport and she's training hard and she's doing all the thing, in any way she's gonna have to compete with guys, what is the point? Just do a mixed league or something like that. I think that will feel a little bit more like fair.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So would you allow your daughter to compete with boys, or want your daughters to compete with other females?
No, I would like my daughter to compete with females. But if you say that this is a mixed league, that you're going to have like boys, girls, and trans boys and trans girls, like, I will understand that, you know, like, that's what, like, when you were in high school and everybody was playing against everybody. It's not real sport because you know that the guys are going to beat your ass in the middle of the game. But if she's like in a real competition, I would feel like the sport is like literally failing to my daughter. Like, she's doing all this stuff, like, she's training hard, and you're gonna put it like competing with a man, dude. Like, we don't have the same strength like that a guy.
Like, I look,
money in the bank. What she said.
I will pay whatever money I need to pay to put my 1 year old in private school, so she can compete against girls versus girls. To put her in public school, if my daughter happens to be athletic and competitive, to compete and try to train, like, it's a waste of time. It's like me saying, hey, I don't know, basketball. I want to play basketball against NBA players. I want to be on this team with NBA players. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not even in the same universe. Like, there's no level where a biological female matches up with a biological male. Yeah, like, it's completely unfair.
With the Super Bowl coming, I was just thinking, like, I would like to see a trans man, you know, like a girl transitioning to a man, trying to play football.
It's not
that would be interesting. You're gonna literally die in that field.
It would be the same. It'll be the same thing like in a boxing or a UFC match. Like if you have a female that transitions to a man competing,
I think that I saw a video.
It happened, and the girl got her ass. The girl that transitions to a man got her ass whooped.
Got her face fucked up. 98% of the time, the man will completely destroy the female. It happens all the time. But for the female to compete against a male, like, the odds are just so great. Like, if my daughter had the level to get a scholarship, like, she has a look, but she misses out on those opportunities because guess what? There's males in front of her. Like, it just...
But let me ask you this. So explain this to me. How is it that, because this is completely disrespectful to women, in my opinion, to biological women. And I don't understand how some women are actually in favor of this. Because is it the women that don't compete in athletics that are okay with this?
Yeah, those are the women that are just sitting home and they want to say that they're feminists and now they're supporting men. You know, like, we were complaining as women, we were always complaining about men's, like, doing everything and saying what do we have to do. But now you allow men's to actually think that they're women and they're everywhere. Miss Universe, sports, like, you're competing against men everywhere. So I don't know where the feminists
are. Why don't they just make a separate division? Like we said before, you have a trans division. So you have the trans men against trans men, trans women against trans women, women against women, men against men. Let's do it like that. That way it's even and fair.
The amount would be so small. Like, it just...
Okay, too bad.
But that's what it is. Yeah. But it's funny. The Miss Universe, right? It's a beauty. There's no, as far as physicality, like running, jumping, lifting, whatever. It's a beauty thing. You have some men that...
Beauty? Yeah. How the hell that trans man beat a biological woman?
We have Miss Spain, I think that it was last year, two years ago. She went to the Miss Universe. And I was like, man, it's so many beautiful women in Spain. And you sent a dude.
The trans that won, it was all for show. It was just Miss Netherlands. It was all just to... trans women can win too. See? No. That was intentional. You know damn well that she was not Miss Universe for real.
The owner of Miss Universe is a trans female, right? That's the right term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The trans female. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yes, Miss Netherlands was fucking butt-ass ugly and beat out a beautiful woman. That's just a sign of who owns the Miss Universe pageant.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, because it is a trans woman like who owns the Miss Universe right now. Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
But it's absolutely, when it comes to physical running, jumping, lifting, athletic competition, that's where I get really kind of, you know, as an athlete or, you know, I've competed all my life to think like, man, like, I don't know, like, it ruins the opportunities for females that really put in the time.
And more here in the United States, because I think that to be in a scholarship for sports, you need to, like, have, like, certain level. I don't know, like, I haven't been, like, college year or have a scholarship, but I think that you need to have certain level for sports. So you can lose your position in the school and your scholarship if you're not, like, playing or something?
It's like recruiting for... You want the best player, right? Uh-huh. So if I'm a college coach, say volleyball, like this video is based on volleyball, and I'm looking for a volleyball player that I need to... That strikes the ball, that can spike the ball better. And here it is. It's like Joanna, who's Joe.
She's... Where are the feminists at now? I feel like men are complaining more about it. And we're the ones that... We're the guys. It's not like we're taking a hit. And we're not taking a hit at all. It's the women that are. Yeah, so where are the feminists at now?
They're saying, where are the parents of these kids? Like, I would be on fire. Like, it just...
Yeah, that's right.
Which is why I'm saying, why is it that men are getting more aggravated and annoyed and bothered by this than the women themselves?
Maybe because there's a lot more men that have been involved in athletics. than the females.
No, I don't think
they don't appreciate the time and effort it takes to be involved athletically.
Well, yeah, that may be. Not everybody's involved. Sure.
Because most guys are more involved in sport than women.
Right. Yeah. So you understand what it takes to play, what it takes to compete.
Yeah.
Where the average mom who never that's never been athletically involved is like, oh, my daughter's on the volleyball team and she's there and
she's sitting on the bench.
She's sitting on the bench or whatever. But even if the mom that, like I said, takes the kid to practice, shows him, does all this work to get the kid ready.
That's some bullshit. Okay.
We'll wrap it up.
That's some bullshit.
If you don't agree or you agree, make a comment below and, of course, like and subscribe. We're going to go ahead and cut it.
We're going to wrap it up.
Here. See y'all next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for watching. If you like this video, like and subscribe to the channel. Click right here. If you want to watch more videos similar to this, click here.